have a question for you guys. Does anybody here know how to fold a fitted sheet? Because this is something that I just learned how to do. I bought some new sheets on parachutehome.com, and I read about how to fold a fitted sheet on their blog. And the blog is great. I actually also read that thread count is a marketing gimmick and that 40% of Americans sleep without a top sheet, which I couldn't believe. But back to these sheets. Parachute is an online bedding brand based in Venice Beach, California, and they believe that great sleep starts with your sheets. They've created a line of everyday bedding essentials from sheets to comforters to give you superior sleep. They have free shipping, free returns, and a 30-night risk-free guarantee, so you guys can rest easy. So get yourself some new sheets. Shop online at parachutehome.com/lovin for new sheets, duvets, and other bedding essentials, and receive $25 off your first order by using the offer code LOVIN. That's parachutehome.com/lovin and save by using the offer code LOVIN, LOVIN. And welcome to another episode of Lady Lovin'. It is me, Greta Teitelman, and I am sitting here with Jilly Hendricks and Lo Bosworth. Hello, ladies.
Who's this?
That is Lo is holding a like big fleecy gray looking bunny that my sister and I have been cleaning out my apartment. And it's really just filled with a bunch of shit. And it's something that we found. And he's really cute. And Bernie, my dog, has taken a liking to him.
It looks like you flat iron his legs.
He's cute.
You know, guys, my hormones are just telling me that I need a baby. So I'm just going to hold on to your bunny for today's episode.
That's great. Because you're almost at 30.
I know. You guys, I was so hungover after my birthday on Tuesday that yesterday I saw a baby and I wanted one.
Only because you were hungover and you wanted to hold something.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's
kind of sad. When I'm hungover, it's like I don't want to take care of something else.
I don't know. This baby was really cute.
You know, I think that when you have your own baby, your own problems and needs go out the window because you're just like, your body just directs you to take care of this little person.
Well, you have to like learn how to keep something alive.
I have dogs for that. And plants
to learn. I feel like, I don't know.
I think you just do it innately. Like, you know that you have to change its poopy diaper. You know you have to feed it.
I guess.
It's not that hard.
But guys, we're ignoring our guest.
I know.
So we really need to talk about that.
So we have one of my favorite people. I know that I say this all the time because I'm so lucky that I do get to bring all of my favorite comedians on the show, but we have a very special guest joining us today. We have Mary Julian joining us. She is a comedian, writer, performer, painter, all around just like jack of all trades, truly.
And she's a regulation
Jill of
hottie.
All trades.
She's a regulation hottie.
She's a regulation
hottie.
She's
a
hottie.
Concrete blonde. Hello. And she just started working with Seriously.tv, which is a new venture that Hearst just launched, I believe. And she also, I mean, the list could go on forever, but she also runs and creates truly one of the most special and most unique shows I've ever seen, called Cartoon Monsoon at the Annoyance Theater.
It's
so
me.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
You sound guys. Fancy.
She is fancy.
She has a great accent that I thought she was going to be from somewhere else. And she's from New Jersey.
But you think Mary has an accent?
Yeah, I feel like I wanted you to say that you were from North Dakota. Like,
listen, let's say something New Jersey.
Oh my God, it was ridiculous. I was talking to my dad last night. And, we got to talking. We were watching this show with Barbara Walters. Just having a blast.
That is New Jersey.
That's pretty good.
Your normal voice doesn't sound like that.
No.
I'm very conscious of how I sound when
I do your parents have accents?
Yeah.
Because wait, your mom's from the Bronx?
My dad's from the Bronx, and my mom is from Orange County, New York. But she not talks
Orange
very
County, California, no. Like us,
like those two. Like Jill and I should call your mom and discuss the differences between Orange County, California, and Orange County, New York.
I would worlds love to.
Apart. Yeah, let's just figure out like what's the difference.
Very like rural.
That. So Mary is on joining us today to talk about how to be yourself.
Yes.
Which I think is really important. And Mary, to me, you are like someone that is truly yourself. I don't know. I feel like when I see you perform and when I see all the things that you do, I'm like, this girl is fearless and like knows herself and just does the shit that she wants to do. And it's great. And I am interested in how all of us figure out how to do that. Because I think we all struggle with that.
Definitely. Yeah.
That's a great topic. I love it.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad. So first, wait, I want to rewind though for 1 second, and I want you to talk about what you're doing right now. And I watched a video of you online today where you were a very funny character. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about how you come up with characters and what inspires you and just like your process.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, as you know, I just started working on a website kind of thing. It's called Seriously.tv. It is a joint venture between Verizon and Hearst, and Greta's cousin works mm-hmm. on it, too.
Yes.
Mm, getting that Verizon money, honey.
It's true. My cousin is a producer on it, and it just makes me so happy. It actually does make me really happy every day that you guys get to hang out right? with each other. It's so cool.
I hope they're giving you free Fios.
Oh, I should ask.
You should have negotiated that into your contract.
Yeah, you should have been really like, I'm down, but I need free Fios immediately.
Lo can call and negotiate that for you. She's really good at getting shit done.
Nice. Thank you.
I'm great on the phone.
So what do you do every day at work?
So my job title is a writer/performer, and pretty much, I guess it's kind of like a late night writing job in that you're just watching the news ticker all day.
Yeah.
And being like, Mitt Romney said something dumb. We need to like make something about it real quick.
Yeah, because you guys are constantly churning out content throughout the day, right?
The idea is like to make Daily Show style videos, but like as the news breaks.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's definitely it's like nuts. Urgent, and you need to come up with like the ideas ASAP and created.
Yeah.
Very like real
today,
time.
For instance, it was like, oh my God, Prince died. Everybody get in.
Yeah.
Get in the studio and let's say a memory that's earnest but a little bit funny or charming. Quick.
Wow.
You know what about China?
You know who lost today? China.
Oh,
from
so
the
sad.
World.
Remember the wrestler?
At the young age of 45.
Prince and China.
Devastating.
Prince, though. 57, also so young.
Very true.
Yeah.
So what did you say?
Oh, gosh. Well, I kind of was talking about Prince reminds me so much of my longtime college boyfriend.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
How so?
It just feels like Prince was like a very huge part of our relationship.
That's cool.
Like when we were friends, we would go to karaoke and he would love to sing Purple Rain mm-hmm. all
great
the
song.
Time.
Yeah, that is a great song.
Doves cry. That's oh, yeah. Purple Rain, right?
Is that
Purple
Rain?
This is what it sounds like when is that? Doves...
Yeah.
It's the Purple Rain album. Yes, yes, yes.
Right,
yes.
All right. But I think that is literally When Doves Cry.
Yeah.
I think that's the name of that song.
Darn, sorry.
I think Purple Rain is Purple Rain, right?
Purple Rain's romantic, you're really good at singing. And it's very emotional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to tarnish your image or sound beyond the grave. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
So, going back to your boyfriend and Prince. Yes.
So then as we started liking each other, we would watch Purple Rain the movie in his dorm room.
Cute.
And we loved it. We would watch it with like the commentary. We would watch the bonus features.
I miss that about like DVDs and movies like that when there were the bonus features, like the additional footage. I used to do that with Spice World all the time.
Oh my God.
That was my
favorite
thing to do.
I never once in my life have watched a bonus feature.
Are you kidding me? Austin Powers and Spice World had the best bonus features. Sisters.
I never even knew they existed. I was already like, the movie's over. Bye.
You should revisit.
Yeah,
oh my
you
God.
Must. You must
will
need
actually,
a good blooper.
Funny yeah. thing, I was at my parents' house, and my dad came up to me and goes, Jill, I found 10 DVD boxes. There's not one DVD in them. Where did they all go?
And like, were they in a disc like a case? Carrier?
No, I said it's 2016. Like, who the fuck cares?
Like the DVD
like,
covers?
Like, literally the DVD covers. And he, like, had them stacked in the living room and was, like, so perplexed that all of the DVDs were gone. And I was like, what are you going to do with, like, Homeward Bound?
Oh,
like,
you must have put them in a case
yeah,
logic.
Summer. Sure. I love yeah. a case
like,
logic.
High school quad.
I was always jealous of the people with the case logic that went through the additional step of, like, cutting out or, like, keeping the album
the
art,
cover.
Yeah. the cover, yeah. and, like, sliding it in the back of where the CD was yeah. so that you also had that.
Cassandra Hirschenfeld, who was on a very early episode of ours, the wedding episode, yes. she's our good friend and a wedding planner. She has a case logic with like 100+ DVDs and the art within every
She's very
case.
Organized.
So cool. Honestly, that's she's great. She should never get rid of it.
She's a mm-hmm. label maker, though. She labels everything. I could only imagine.
She got me a label maker and taught me about label making.
Wow.
Are you
that's
a labeler?
Huge. No, not really.
Life me changes. Either. Life changes.
I don't even have enough
so,
to label.
So hold on.
You know?
I want to get back to Mary's boyfriend and Prince and what Mary said about Prince today.
Cool. So then, yeah, we just loved Prince. We listened to him all the time. And eventually, Prince came to town.
Oh,
and we were like, oh my
him?
God, we have to go. We went. It was like probably the best concert I ever went to. Sheila E. was there.
That's
she
so
wasn't
cool.
announced. So it was like
amazing.
Oh my God.
There's nothing like going to a concert with like your boyfriend or your like someone you're dating and you just like, both really love the music and you have the best time.
Yeah.
I love a concert date.
And it's like something that you're like, oh, I never
yeah.
thought they would come here.
Yeah, and then they
and
do.
And then you always
yeah.
think of like that artist when you think of the guy. I have
yeah.
so many artists that remind me of men from different points of my life.
I think that music is just like a really,
yeah.
it's like for me, music more than anything else is what I relate all of my like past relationships with.
For mm. sure.
Yeah,
so like, when you hear that one song and then you think of that guy.
What's the song from Cruel Intentions?
Colorblind.
Colorblind.
You always ask us. What's the,
you.
We literally have talked about Colorblind on like multiple episodes, and you're always like, what's the song from Cruel
the
Intentions? I'm going to send you that song via iTunes email tonight.
When I was in like junior high and high school, like that song represented like every crush I'd ever had. It would like play in my mind. I was like, oh my God. Colorblind.
Girl, that's adorable.
It was like so
like,
sensual.
When I like a song, I'm like, I'm not going to play it like around this guy because I don't want to have the association with the song that I love with this guy that's going to be over soon. So I'm like, I'm not going to play it.
You also have like a really vast knowledge of music, so I've heard.
Oh gosh.
You do?
I just love it.
Yes.
The best.
I'm musically challenged. That's why I like things like Colorblind and can't remember their name.
I feel like I'm like a big Wikipedia, or I feel like I have so much knowledge about just like random shit. Like I was reading about, I read China's whole biography today.
Yeah.
Oh, on
yeah.
Wikipedia?
Yeah.
I get lost on Wikipedia, and then you press one thing and you go to the next thing, and pretty soon you're like learning about how oatmeal was created.
Yeah.
I love Wikipedia. It's crazy how fast it updates. Remember when anyone could just write shit on Wikipedia?
Yeah, those
yeah.
were the days.
That was
you
crazy.
Still can.
No,
you it's
can't.
Been approved.
You can't. You need
anymore.
To get it. Yeah, you need
Although,
to get it like fact checked.
I heard the best story of this guy. Added so we went to go see a concert and he added his name as like some as the guy's as one of the
oh,
band
yeah?
members' cousins on the Wikipedia page. So when he went to go backstage, he pulled up the Wikipedia page and told the guy, he was like, oh, I'm his cousin. Like, see my name right here on the Wikipedia page. And he got to go backstage.
I read that story, too.
Isn't that
wow.
so
wow.
smart?
Honestly,
like, I wish I was
there
that
was
smart
some,
sometimes.
There's levels to that sneaking.
I would be like, I'm Justin Bieber's cousin.
I'm Justin Bieber's
backstage.
Mom.
You could be. Actually.
She's young.
I remember I was applying for a writing job when that story broke, so I have a monologue joke about it. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
100.
Oh, my goodness. A man is reported to have gotten into backstage at a concert by claiming he was one of the band members' cousin. Yeah, yeah, can you believe that? Yeah, his name was Johnny the Backstreet Boy.
That's funny. I like that.
Mary, when did you start writing jokes and being like your unique, cool person? How did you evolve into this person and stay this way and maintain this way? Did people ever give you a hard time?
When did I start being myself?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I probably like when did you start?
When did you come into yourself?
Yeah, I guess, and like realize you wanted to do comedy and like, you know, that came into your
sick. Okay.
I thought you were going to say six. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Just like, I was a child prodigy. I was 6 years old and I was telling jokes and writing them out thoroughly.
Well, heck. Well, when I was a small child, I was very sensitive and I would get bullied a lot and was very low. And I feel like when I like got to like high school age, I was kind of like, what am I doing trying to like get other kids to like me? I should just be spending my time doing stuff that I like.
Yeah.
And then inadvertently, when you start doing that, then people like you.
I know. It's weird. That is weird.
And also that was like coincided with like K through 8 was like all the kids in my town, and then my high school, more towns.
Yeah. So you're like, you have a pool expanded.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh.
Sorry, I just hurt my dog, I think. High school though can be like a really tough time.
Yeah.
Especially when you have. I hated high school. Did you guys like high school?
I had a lot of emotional problems with it, but I never said anything about that really.
Yeah.
I just like went on with my day.
I did really good at high. I was really good at high school.
Nice,
honestly.
Like good academically and socially. Like you were good at both of those things.
I was
things.
Pretty much good at everything in high school.
Damn girl!
And you can tell by my tone of voice and what I'm saying that like my confidence was like through the roof.
Yeah, you were really confident. I was confused.
But I would
like I would like some of that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that I'm one of those girls that like peaked in high school. I think that that's like the wrong thing to say because I feel like my life now is quite lovely and I have really grown as a human being and turned into a kinder, softer, more thoughtful person. You know, and I think that happens to most people as you age.
You hope
one hopes, but I really liked high school. I never had any problems really. It's like when I left high school, when I was in college, when I was on the hills in Laguna Beach, my confidence was like destroyed by like internet haters and like people who were mean to
me. That's awful.
And it honestly changed me as a person.
I couldn't imagine like going through that. I mean, we're still like young and developing, but like when you're 18,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's so
like you're like putty. You know,
completely.
Like, so you can be molded so easily.
Yeah. I can genuinely say that that experience marked me in a huge way and changed who I am from the inside out. I think most likely for the better. I think I could have turned into, like, an insufferable asshole.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everybody has to go through some struggle to become, you know, like, the lovely flower that they typically are around their 30s, I think, and beyond.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has to experience, you know, some ups and downs. Without struggle, there's no growth.
Yeah, very true.
Very true.
Very wise.
In a lot of ways, I'm grateful for what happened. You know, I learned so much about human nature and, you know, beneath the surface, how ugly a lot of people really are.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I found extreme kindness and empathy and wonderful friendships and relationships through the process also.
Yeah.
So, you know, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't really like... High school was fine. I mean, I didn't have any problems. I didn't get, like, bullied. So I should probably be thankful for that.
You were popular.
But I just, like, didn't... I would have preferred to have focused my time and energy on more things that I personally cared about rather than like being social and partying and like boys.
But like, that's like a part of high school.
Right.
This is all things. These are all components
you care about in high school.
I think that like there's like I would have liked to have, you know, taken writing classes and acted a bit and just like kind of did these all these things that I'm doing now that I like and that I'm exploring. I wish I would have like felt confident enough to explore them when I was younger, and I wasn't confident enough to do them until I was 25.
Right. So they're not. So these were things that you've like had inside of you for a really
sure.
long time.
And I just never felt like I'd be able to accomplish them or do them or confident enough to even try or even worthy enough to like let myself get there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like that's something that bothered me about, because I just wish that I was like able to, I don't know, be more of myself, which I've learned to become now. But it was definitely like I felt like I needed to like be liked and like, you know, in the scene.
I have like the opposite feeling. In high school, I gave like no shits. I was like, I went through phases where I literally in my brain lived in like, I was so nostalgic for like Led Zeppelin. I was like one of those people. And I was so.
Okay, you went to like Fish concerts and shit.
Listen, okay. Disco Biscuits, thank you. And that was a very brief moment in time that I would not like to associate my image with jam bands.
Okay.
Did you go to Camp Bisco?
No, but honestly, my really good friend, Allie Gordon, who I love so much. Allie, I think you're in Burlington. I don't know where you are right now.
She's at a Fish concert.
We were like really, we wanted to start a band called The Stoops for a while. We thought that'd be really cool. Because I sang in high school. I sang in the gospel choir at my high school. And in high school, I really didn't give a fuck. I was like high half the time too and just like living my like, I'm just free. Like, I was like the photography girl because I went to college for photography and I was like super into photo in school. So I was like this like photo girl who also was a stoner girl who would also build sets for like theater.
That's
and I
so
really
cool.
felt like I was this like.
I love that.
Very like vibrant.
You're a part of the
person.
Culture.
I'm a part of the culture. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you sound like
artist.
A.
Yeah,
I'm
you
an
are.
Artist. I am a Renaissance woman. I am. Me.
See, my, like, I feel creative. Like I was, like, Freddie Prinze Jr. and She's All That, and I just, like, wanted an out.
And I was, like, what's her face
just
and
kidding,
She's All That, Rachel
that
Lee Cook.
Yeah.
But then I went through this weird thing where after high school, I like, my confidence got, like, really crushed. Like, I just kind of shut down, and it took me, like, a really long time to find it again. It was weird. It was, like, I went from being this, like, super zany, like, had so many interests and was like really into like music and reading and writing and building stuff and creating things. And then something happened to me when I was like 19 to probably like a year ago where I felt like I was just super stagnant. And like, I just felt like I like didn't even know who I was or what the fuck was going on.
But you also had a lot of family stuff too.
Yeah. And I mean, definitely like my mom dying definitely like informed the woman that I am now and like really made me come into myself. But I feel like, I really feel every day that I wake up recently, I'm becoming more and more myself, especially like that's doing great. Comedy and like getting on stage.
Yeah.
It's such a level of like vulnerability. And when you just, and what I admire so much about you is like you are just this, you don't, when you go on stage maybe you do in your brain, but it never feels like you
are trying too hard.
It never feels like you, like you do care. I don't know if care is the right word. It never feels like you're aware of anyone else but yourself. You know what I mean? It's like you could be doing whatever you want to be doing and nothing else matters. Like,
it's
these people don't matter. It's very genuine. Yeah, it's like authentic.
Yeah.
And it's very like who you are and what your comedy is and what you want to like share with the world. You know what I mean? And that's like beautiful because I feel like even in comedy, there's so many people that are like, oh, I'm going to tell sex jokes because that's what's trendy right now for women. You know what I mean? And it's like, I feel like you're very yourself. I've only seen you twice actually, but you know, that's what the vibe that
I got. Like I've actually only seen you 7 times,
but I've actually seen 50 times. No, but
I think that it takes a lot of time to get to a point of feeling that way, and I think only recently have I started to actually feel that way.
Yeah,
like performing and being okay with my actual self, rather than like writing jokes or writing characters or doing stuff and saying stuff that I think people want to hear, because it's like the worst feeling in the world. And I think that to all of our amazing listeners, that applies to like every kind of
industry
that you're in so much.
Totes.
Mary, I want to know how you think of all your characters.
How she thinks them up.
How I come up with them.
Mm-hmm. How you create them.
Pinterest? Well, my dad character is just my dad and my uncle, and I like don't write any of it. Like, it's all just like things that I've heard them say and being like, oh my God.
Can you say one of them?
Yeah.
I don't want to put you in a spot.
I would like you to go from character to character.
Okay, I'll do a little bit.
How long do you want to do? We can time you like a show.
Oh gosh.
We don't have to time her. That's kind of like putting too much pressure on.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Go with the flow.
Just go with the flow.
Yeah. Okay, so
introduce yourself.
Okay, yeah.
This is the dad character. And he's from the Bronx and is maybe 60 years old. Oh, my God, it's ridiculous. You know what's crazy? Yesterday, actually, I read 100 pages of a Mike Lupica book. Today, 120. Pretty crazy, huh? Boy, I tell you, this Neil Young, I feel like this guy used to stand for stuff. And now it's like, the guy hasn't said jack shit about Benghazi. So that's him. I like doing Hot Mary a lot.
I love Hot Mary.
What is Hot Mary?
Hot Mary is Trey Hot. Hot Mary is... really one of my favorites. Hot Mary's an all-timer.
Okay.
She was inspired by the clothes that I was wearing, which I think is a very good tool for coming up with characters. It's just like when you're wearing something that you wouldn't wear, you're like, what am I up to?
I used to, side note, do that when I would go out in college because I was bored. I would just pick a different like theme and that would be like who I was for the night.
That's fun.
And She also reminds me a lot of, like, girls in junior high that I would feel so, like, oh, my God, I'm not feminine at all. These girls are so, like, bouncy and flirty and know all the pop music. So here's her.
Hey, guys, sup? So, anyway, me and my boyfriend, Derek Jeter... We were just at Peter Luger's for dinner. But then I was like, I still want some more steak. So, yeah, he took me to Smith & Wolensky. Whatever.
That's her.
Did you say your boyfriend's Derek Jeter?
Yeah.
I like her. She's fun.
I like her.
Yeah, that's the running thread.
She like trots around on stage in like a mini jean skirt and like a crop top and a Yankees like satin bomber.
Oh, is Derek Jeter always your boyfriend when you're hot?
Yeah.
Married? Oh my God.
I love that. They have a whole life together.
That is
Derek
so
Jeter.
Funny.
Really?
Really?
Wait, like, actually,
like literally 10 years.
Did she
ago.
Get a gift wow. basket? Because I worked with a girl that hooked up with Derek Jeter, and she got a gift basket. And but she was in like the one night stand department. He apparently has.
Pardon me, but he denies the gift baskets. Are they real?
I believe they're
okay,
real.
Okay, can I tell you something? How funny would it be if, like, every time you hooked up with a guy, you got a gift basket?
I would be hooking up nonstop.
Like, what if, like, that was, like, a trend where guys just started sending, like, or you even sent a gift basket? What if
what
you hooked up with a guy, Greta? This is a good thing. The next time one of us, well, you guys both have boyfriends, so.
And Mary has a boyfriend, too.
Okay, so if I ever hook up with someone again in my life, I'm going to send them a gift basket.
You should
What's
send them
be
a fruit basket.
Maybe it'll be, like, Harry and David.
Mm. I love Harry and David.
A bunch of pears.
Yeah, I'll send him like two pears with like a little like and some chocolate covered cherries.
Is Harry and David real or was it just on Broad City?
Well, what's the name of the thing?
It's real.
It's real.
I think
right?
Harry and
my
David is real.
Gets it.
Is it?
Yeah. You get like huge cardboard boxes that's just filled with pears.
It's weird that kind of shit. Like when my grandma
they're
used
really good though. Those pears.
They're delicious. So fruit good. From fruit baskets
and they really
are
keep for a long time.
Yeah, they
time.
Do.
Like you have one of those. It'll be like the most delicious thing you ate all year.
My grandmother used to send us navel oranges from Florida, and they were so fucking good. And I tell you what, if peeling oranges could be a profession, I would be number one.
Wow. What's your technique?
I start from the top where like the whole of the orange is, and I dig my thumb right in there, and then I lift it up, and then I do all one swipe down.
What? I avoid eating oranges because of the peel.
Really? What? I love the peel.
I don't like getting it in my fingers.
I can have a shitty day, and if I'm
home right now, they're so good.
Oh yeah, little cuties.
Yeah, I like love cuties. Those. Too many seeds.
Oh. I like them because you get to pick them apart
and they're cute.
I love
cuties.
Little box they come in. What can I say?
I feel like Hot
girl.
Mary would be a cutie girl.
Yeah, I love cuties. You guys ever try like mixing like a Red Bull with a cutie?
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Wait, that's funny.
Let's do more. This is fun.
Yeah, Mary, give us more.
You could do more Hot Mary if you want to really like
her. I love Hot Mary.
I did the character you saw for Seriously, which that isn't so far off from Hot Mary.
It's not so far off, but it is so... Actually, it was so funny. So this video that's on Seriously.tv right now that all of you guys can go and watch... Mary, what was the...
I'm like a 10-year-old vlogger named Tombly.
Yeah, Tombly is really funny.
And love that.
Tombly is doing, in the video, she's doing like a weight loss challenge.
Yeah,
she's and 10.
Yes, but wait, it's so funny that you did that. I mean, this is why it's funny. Because now there are all these fucking Instagrammers that are like... I saw one today because I was just, you know, had a really productive day. And I saw this Instagram girl that's like 14 years old, who teaches, she's also a CrossFit instructor on the weekends. Yes.
She's 14?
Yes.
Well, and what does she do on her Instagram?
She's just like, girls will write to her and be like, her name is like Combi or something like that.
I can't wait to look her up.
I will, girl. They're like, Combi, sometimes at night I crave a sweet. What do you do? She's like,
kill yourself.
No, she just wrote, think about fruit. Don't eat it. Just think about it. Conceptualized fruit.
I'll try that tonight when I'm
starving. I mean, that's also
stupid.
I mean,
that's crazy. I don't know. I don't like anything that, like...
No, I just think it's interesting that this character that Mary has on Seriously.tv actually just is, like, super real and exists.
Yeah.
And it's very funny. So, yeah, the weight loss challenge is... I don't know if you guys have been hearing about the paper challenge where girls are trying to get their waist to be no wider than a sheet of, like, standard ruled, I guess, what, 8x10 or...
What?
Yeah, like
that's
printer
like way
paper.
Too big.
Printer paper. Julie's like, ew. Honestly, if it's a sticky note,
I'm kidding. Clearly, that's insane.
But like, what if your hip bones go out wider than the paper?
That's fine. They only care about the waist.
You guys, that is horrible, and I'm so happy I'm not a child right now.
But that's what's cool that you get to. This is what I mean. This is why this is all of these themes are all coming together in the episode. You get to make all these cool videos and write all of these things that are like super relevant to culture, which informs how all of us start to come into our own. Because whether we believe it or not, brothers and sisters, we are all sort of conditioned by our environments.
It's true.
I think so.
Okay, do her.
Okay, hey guys, this is Tombly. If you haven't checked out my previous videos, you should maybe start off with how to ombre your teeth. That one has 11 views. Okay, bye.
Wait, what do you call your followers again?
Tomcats.
That's the best. That's a great character. What a fun life. We're so blessed that we live such a beautiful life.
Yes.
We are.
Yeah. I want to talk about how to be yourself in a relationship, because I think that sometimes when you first like a male or a woman, you...
A male or a woman.
Yeah.
You know, a male or a female.
Categories. Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. I feel a little tired at the moment, so my words are getting messed up. If you like a male or a female... You sometimes lose yourself in the beginning, in the middle, or at the end of the relationship. And, like, what are some, you know, ways that you guys have, you know, stayed true to yourself when you're in a relationship?
I my personal opinion, this is low. Hey, guys.
Who else would it be with that sort of confident tone?
This is what I think. It's low, by the way.
I think that the only relationships that have a real chance of success are the ones that you enter into completely open and honest and presenting, you know, who you really are. I've dated plenty of guys where I've changed, you know, things about myself, you know, in the hopes that they stick around longer, and it never works out. You know, you want somebody to be really, really genuine. And so if, and for the long term, if you're looking for long-term happiness in a relationship, you have to put the real version of you out there, because you want to be loved for who you are genuinely, right? You would be like in so much pain and emotional agony if you put the wrong version of yourself out there. Like 5 years later, you're going to drive yourself bananas because, you know, the person that you're with has fallen in love with somebody who's not real.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I think that that's something too, like I've learned in, like, you know, having been in like a few relationships in like the beginning, and I was like less myself, and now I'm like extremely myself, to the point where I'm like, here's a list of like all my flaws,
right?
So you know, and like here's whatever, you know what I mean? But I think definitely like age has helped with that for me personally.
I also think too that when you're entering into a new relationship, nerves and anxiety you know, about impressing the person can have like a real effect on the way that you behave.
Yeah, definitely. You know? And especially it could make you more shy when you're really an outgoing person.
More shy or more explosive, all different
Doing
kinds
more
of things.
Like behavior that brings rewards, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You're like you're more available to hang out.
You think that it does, right? Sometimes I think it ends in like terrible fights and like weird stuff. But
you're like not gonna be like, I need time to myself. I'm in a bad mood right now. You're gonna always be on.
Yeah, 100%.
That sucks. Don't do that.
Yeah. I had a boyfriend like that where he, like, if I was in not even like a bad mood, if I just like was not in a like peppy, like baby, like kind of way. Yeah, like all the time. He'd be like, I don't know what's wrong with you right now, but honestly, I can't really take it. And like for some fucking reason, I was like, he's sorry. Yeah. I was like, well, like, wait, why do I feel? You know,
he has really good points.
Yeah, and like honestly, his points are really compelling.
I had a guy break up with me once because he said I had too many feelings.
Yeah, it's like,
I was like, uh-huh, they're still coming. Get ready.
This guy was the fucking kind of the worst in reality. Yeah, because like whenever I would, also he wouldn't fuck me if my vagina wasn't completely like hairless.
Ew.
Yeah.
This guy,
which is
like
also
the biggest loser.
Yeah, ever.
That's
mean,
crazy.
It was crazy.
What did he, like, check before?
Well, it's like,
let me see what you have going on before we do anything.
Yeah, he's like, yo, honestly, let me look at your pubes. Ew. Like, what? I know. I'm telling you, these guys are fucking dicks in the world.
How old
women
were you
don't
when
put
you
up
dated
with
him?
Men like
I
that.
Was okay. So similar to what you were saying about when you were in high school and there were all of those girls that like, or middle school, that you would look at and be like, I'm nothing like you. I'm nothing like
I'm
you.
I'm a boy in comparison.
Yeah, that's how I felt when I did my freshman year of college at the University of Arizona.
Oh, yeah, big time.
It's rough.
Those
there.
Are not real girls.
It was crazy. Mm-hmm. I have never in my life, I'm from Washington, D.C., so I'm from the East Coast, and like, I'm not used to that kind of person.
Yeah.
And it was just like such a culture shock to me. I felt so not hot and like not feminine and not girly and like not all of these things that all of these like fratty dudes that I was supposed to be into like would mm-hmm. like.
Yeah. But you don't thankfully, even like fratty dudes.
I know. I mean, I was just about to say, thankfully I was at the arts. I was in the art school there and it was great. I had my art school friends and I did meet two girls that became like really great friends of mine, and I did find my people, but initially like I went for sorority rush because I heard, and it is kind of true, it was like if you don't go to rush a sorority you will not have a social life, so
you
obviously
you, like, won't meet people and all of that.
Yeah, so there's obviously so I was like, well, fuck, like I don't want to be miserable, so like I guess I'm gonna go and do this. And in that process I was like, what the fuck is going on? I mean, I had the haircut and color of Uma Thurman in Pulp Fiction. It was like jet black. I had straight across bangs. It was like to here. And I would go to these sorority houses and girls would be like, oh my God, honestly, for a brunette, you're really pretty. And I would just be like, what? I mean, it was crazy.
It's like a joke that's super silly.
It's crazy. And another one of my favorite stories is my friend Sasha was at a house.
Wait, Greta, can I show you a draft of a tweet that I haven't tweeted yet?
Yes. I would love it if you showed it to me. Yes, that's great. This is the perfect tweet to show this circle of women. Mary's tweet, you should tweet it probably right now.
Okay. Her tweet says,
I feel bad for brunettes.
Yeah, honestly, straight up.
And then the slanty mouth face.
In reality, though, I think that being at Arizona is what made me blonde. I'm not even going to lie about that. Wow. I like started going there and I was like, yep, I'm going to start highlighting my hair. And then I was like, yeah, I was conditioned to do it.
I've had brown hair, red hair, pink hair, blonde hair.
You look fab as blonde though, Greta.
Yeah, thanks, you really do, Greta.
I like being gray and I liked it when my hair was purple.
Yeah, it was cool. Cool.
Yeah, my hair was cool and purple. I also liked when it was pink.
Yeah, you and Julie both can do the colored thing. That's the super very
Mary could do it too.
Oh, yeah, do you have a little purple in right now?
I do, just from my shampoo.
Yeah, I use purple shampoo too. I leave that shit in forever. Yeah, and like keep this on for hours to make this as blonde as possible without me needing to double process it again.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. That was my experience with going to a place and being in an environment where I was like, whoa,
you didn't
I am
feel
not
like yourself.
Yeah, I did not feel like myself. And it was like so conflicting because when I was in all of my arts classes, I was like so comfortable. I became friends with this girl, Lauren Russell, who was so beautiful and had a really beautiful tattoo of a giraffe on her arm. And I had such a crush on her. And I became really.
We got to go back to this. How big was it? Was it the face or the full body?
It was a full body, and she drew it, and it was just, like, so pretty. I don't know. It was this really, like, delicate, beautiful little giraffe that was on her arm.
How big was the giraffe?
Just like this.
So half of her arm was a giraffe, and you thought it was beautiful.
It was. It was, like, really simple. It wasn't like a giraffe in a jungle scene. Like, you're like, is it like a T.Y. Beanie Baby? Like,
it wasn't
flopped
yellow?
On her arm. No, it was black. It was black and white. It was, like, my tattoos.
Did you say a T.Y. Beanie Baby? I thought it was a Thai Beanie Baby.
Same.
It probably is a Thai Beanie Baby. I don't fucking know.
So I was just going with it.
Anyway, so when I was in that environment, I felt really good. And when I left it, I felt really bad. Now you guys are making me feel bad.
I'm trying to make you feel
for liking Lauren Russell's tattoo.
I was just questioning if it was yellow. I'm very confused. I've never seen a giraffe tattoo on a human before.
No, it was just black ink. Interesting. Outline. Delicate.
Cool. I love giraffes.
Feminine.
One of my favorite animals.
I became close with this guy, Kevin Hamrock, who now makes furniture. And
Hey Kevin.
And
to our DMs.
And he and I used to make paintings together. Aww. And we had so much sexual tension pented up between us that we never saw through.
Sometimes that stuff is more fun.
I know. Yeah. It was like a lot of intensity and I just adored him and he was so talented. So hi guys. Hi. I don't know. But then when I left Arizona, I was like, oh, I'm gonna go and date this asshole in New York that tells me he won't have sex with me unless my vagina's hairless.
Well, you know what?
So immediately after that, were you like, bye, or were you still on that?
No, you know what? He and I broke up because he got mad at me that I had a fucking job. Like, literally.
I really think that he's not a good person.
No, he got mad at me that I had a job. He, like, got mad at me that I had to work and couldn't just, like, come and hang out with him all the time.
Yeah.
It was actually crazy. And then I don't know. Then I don't think I really dated anyone until my ex-boyfriend, and now I'm dating my current boyfriend.
Where you're able to
but
be
this
yourself,
is the yeah. This is the first is time I've ever been dating someone where I feel like myself. Ever.
Your boyfriend rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mary knows my boyfriend.
He's so positive and kind and giving with himself.
He is. Right? He
is. It's so easy to like have a bad day or be in a bad mood and not be present for people. I feel like he's always
always super supportive and like really there for everyone. Yeah. Like it's really sweet. It's really amazing. I've never actually met someone that like has such a skill to be so like, everyone says the same thing about him. Everyone is like, he's the most positive person in the world.
Yeah. Could you ever imagine someone being like, Will's a fucking jerk. One time I was talking to him.
And he I would be like, I think you're thinking of the wrong Will.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no.
I mean, his last name's Winner, for heaven's sake.
I know.
He's a winner.
He's a good winner. DJ, too.
He is. Look at him. Yeah. He loves an air horn.
This just became a Will Winner fan club.
Mary, you love your boyfriend.
I do. His name is Michael, and he's so kind and fun.
Oh, I love kind, fun Michael.
How did you guys meet?
We met through my best friend. My best friend Sam, he went to UVA. My boyfriend Michael, he went to University of Delaware. And they both did music stuff and were in bands. And I'm so bad at describing this. Okay, so Sam at UVA was friends with Mike's friend from high school.
And who also went to UVA with Sam.
Yes.
Okay.
So their friend Anthony would be like, sup, Delaware friends, you should come do music shows down here, and vice versa. So Sam was friends with this Delaware boy.
And that's how you guys met.
Yes.
And now you guys have been dating for how long?
2.5 years.
That's cool.
That's lovely.
Cute.
I like him.
Well, good. I think that everyone should just try and focus on being yourself. And if you find that you don't feel like yourself, think about why. And then make a change.
Think about those changes. Change that narrative.
And no, really. It's not corny. I'm being serious. Don't be scared.
I'm not discounting your seriousness. I was just smiling.
Think about how bold you can be.
Do you guys go to therapy?
This is our therapy.
I do go to therapy.
Yes. I don't. I should.
I go to different types of therapy, too. Healers.
I got hypnotized yesterday.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was trippy.
What was it like?
It was crazy. It was like I got hypnotized for anxiety, for certain anxieties that I feel. And it was like you are in such a deep state of, like, being awake but also being totally asleep. Does that make sense? Like, it's
meditative.
A very weird, it's just like a
Did
very
you feel
deep
like you
meditative
weren't gonna
state
get out of it ever? I'd be scared.
No, it was actually a really weird sensation, because when she started to count me back into waking up again, it like was like my full consciousness kind of just came like flooding into me at once, and like I just woke up. I went and got hypnotized with our mutual very good friend Mo.
Interesting. Very cool.
Yeah, and it was a really crazy experience. I don't know. You're supposed to listen to the tape, the hypnosis tape, for 21 days to see if it like actually helps you initially, and that's how you kind of determine if hypnosis is right for you. Because for some people, you don't take to being hypnotized. Like, some people just can't be
like
hypnotized,
gluten.
Or they'll just...
Some people just can't eat it.
That's true. So yeah. It's so, you know, I don't know. It was cool. It was really cool. It was trippy. I was like in a state of hypnosis for a really long time, and I felt like I was only in a state of hypnosis for 2 minutes.
Wow, that's weird.
I would not be okay with that.
I have a hypnosis app on my phone.
And
does it work?
I really like it. I was having trouble sleeping, so I just like went to the app store and was like, there's gotta be some sort of
something.
Yeah.
Pleasant sounds or something. So I downloaded this app. It's an Australian guy, and he does...
What is it called? Do you do it every night?
No, only when I can't sleep, which is not very often right now. It's called Relax and Sleep Well.
That is so literal.
The episodes,
and it's Australian?
Have the photo of this guy that created the
How did you
Relax
hear about
program.
This?
Wow. I just found it.
That's
was like
amazing.
The top
I love it. I love that whoever developed that app was like, I know what I'm going to name this. Relax and Sleep Well.
It sounds like something from like Zoolander
it's
or something.
It's so good.
Like I love it.
So it's this guy, and he's just... It always starts off with... you should never listen to this if you're driving a car or operating any machinery.
Yeah, because you're going to fall asleep at the fucking wheel.
Oh my God, that should be one of your new characters.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, an Aussie hypnotist. That's like amazing because I also feel like Australian people, I always think of them like bro and strong and manly, and you could be this like cross between like that and a...
She looks self-help. Cute, but she's actually a devious, devious hypnotist.
Have you guys seen, oh, I don't know the guy's name, but it's this guy, he has a YouTube channel where he overdubs, like, Donald Trump videos with, like, silly voices.
Yeah, that's funny.
He does one with a British accent and, like, the transcript isn't changed at all. He just, like, reads it verbatim, but it, like...
It sounds crazy.
Very smart and well spoken, and you have to be like, wait a second, he's not saying anything.
That's funny.
Weird I do how, like, think an accent.
Yeah, can change.
British people sound super smart all the
British
time.
Well,
it's kind of like Piers Morgan. He's like a total fucking moron.
Yeah,
but you're like, oh yeah,
yeah.
He seems like he has a lot of degrees. Or something.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, he talks like that, so that came from somewhere,
right?
Should we transition to sexploring?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
What are we talking about today, guys?
I was just about to say, did we decide, what we're talking about with the sexploring?
Sex. How to be yourself in the bedroom?
Yeah. How to ask
just
for what you
this
want.
Is what you should just, like, get naked and just, like, be like, hey, and be like, right. I'm here.
I have a question. If you guys have, like, a weird kink or, like, something you've always wanted to try, like, how open are you to telling your partner, like, I want to do this?
Here's the thing. I think if you're first dating someone, there's, like, no need to rush because you can have sex forever if you really like them.
It's true.
And you want to be there
and
with
also,
them.
Like, when you're married, probably when you're in your 40s and 50s is when you're, like,
down for
so, like,
whatever.
I'm all about, like, literally. I'm all about taking it slow and then just like adding things as you move, as your relationship progresses, you know?
I'm definitely.
But if there's something that you really want to do like right away, it's like, whatever, say it, man.
Yeah.
Be you.
I definitely like want to, not because I'm like bored with my sex life at all, but I am interested in bringing like some kind of like sex toy into my sexual relationship.
You should do it.
I will.
That's pretty easy to do.
Yeah, it's pretty normal. That's very normal to me.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think that's
what
like
are
a
you
good.
I thought
maybe
at first
thinking
you were
going
to say an animal.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. No, I don't know. You know what I kind of want to try? I kind of want to try a butt plug.
Yeah.
I think I want to try a butt plug. I also
on
think
you or him?
On me. Both. I mean, look, if he wanted one, I'd be like, sure, boo.
Yeah.
Whatever. Couples who butt plug together stay together.
That could be your tagline.
I want to try that. And I also, like, everyone says amazing thing about cock rings, about ones that are, like, good for men and women. And I would also be interested in trying one of those. I don't know.
Yeah.
Thoughts? Do you guys bring toys into the bedroom?
Me and my current person don't. Use toys. I've used a cock ring before, and my feeling of it was that it didn't like add very much.
Yeah,
you're kind of already like going in and out.
Yeah,
like if you're using like a vibrating thing, you kind of want it just like
stationary.
Still on
yeah.
You. But I don't know. Maybe I could see how like it could feel nice on. You know, your testicles.
Yeah.
You so, think if a guy likes them, go for it. Why not?
Yeah. I don't know.
And heck, maybe you'll like them. Come on.
Yeah, you never know.
I feel like that's a light accessory.
It's a light accessory.
Yeah.
I'm also like, I need someone to, I like to be like spoken to during sex a lot of the time. Not in a weird way. I mean, yeah, I guess in a weird way to a lot of people, but...
Well, I feel like all sex talk is like, weird if you're not in the moment. You know what I mean? If you're not in there. Like,
it's funny how we can be, like...
But, like, whatever.
It's funny how someone can be, like, saying some shit to you, and then, like, right when you come, it's just, like, over. It's, like, the, like, glass just, like, shatters, and it's, like, whatever.
Now you're back like, to, like, being very sweet.
No, the worst...
Yeah, it's, like, whatever world you painted for the however long period of time is just gone.
Then you, like, can, like... rethink of what they've said and you're like interesting.
I mean I already talked about the fact that I like asked to be called a good girl, which still makes me feel
have you done that since?
Yeah girl, I get called a good girl every night.
That's
no
so funny.
It's Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. It's some daddy complex, probably.
I hope not.
Everybody has their shit, man.
Yeah, girl. I mean, you know.
I mean, it just feels like multiple stimulus happening, which, like, makes sense that it feels better. If you're getting tickled and getting this, that's more exciting than just one of those.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, all things at once.
True. And the brain is a complicated place, you know? You don't know what's going to make you feel good or bad.
It's true.
You guys gotta try.
Use a condom.
Yeah.
Save sex. Gotta.
Be yourself when you're comfortable with it.
I think
in the bedroom.
And in life.
Yeah, and on the sidewalk, man.
Are you guys good at coming?
Huh. I am good at coming. Mary, you're a really good guest. I feel like our guests never ask us good sex questions. I'm good at coming when my head's in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not the kind of person that can just... Some girls can just, like, come.
Yeah.
Without... I don't know. I feel like my brain and my coming are, like, super attached, and I can't detach my brain from my sex.
Yeah.
Sort of the same as you. My mind's got... Like, I gotta be in the game.
Yeah. Mary?
I feel quite good at it.
Good.
And then, yeah, lucky. It makes me... I mean, I don't want to brag, but I always feel super strange when I'm talking to someone that's saying, like, oh, I've never came before. Oh, no, I think I've came once or twice.
Some people are just really good at it.
It might just be that, like, the shape of whatever's going down there.
Yeah, you never know. Good. And,
but
like,
it
your
makes
sensitivity.
Me worry that maybe not everyone is. Maybe people are, like, bashful. In what they need.
Definitely, 1,000% people are bashful in what they need. All the time. I hear so many girls that have sex or that talk about their sex and it sounds like a terrible experience.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't sound like an enjoyable time.
The thing
and
is,
like,
you have to be comfortable enough with your partner to be able to, like, ask for what you need and know that you, like, need that and deserve it.
Totally.
I guess it's also, you know, first off, just get with a very decent person.
Yeah, I was just about to say, if you're with
a... make you feel, like, silly for being, like, do this now.
Right. And being with a guy that will fucking go down on you. The amount of girls that are here that are like, oh, he wouldn't go down on me. He doesn't want to go down on me. I'm like, yeah, bye. Literally never talk to that person again. Don't even be friends.
It's not a hard thing to do.
No, it's really not.
And also, if, you know, you're engaged with somebody naked and they ask you what you want, like, that's your opportunity to be
speak up and honest.
Yeah, that feels like the scariest part, right? Like, you're on the spot.
Oh, I don't know.
And, oh my God. Like, oh, like, this is fine. Like, whatever. And, like, no,
whatever
they're
you
asking
want.
For a reason. You know, like, I ask for a reason. Like, teach me how you like it, man.
I feel that.
You know?
Well, I think we learned a lot of great lessons on this episode.
I think so.
Me dose.
And, Mary, who is your lady lovin'?
I gotta say, my lady lovin' is my friend Katie B.
I love Katie B.
I love Katie B. She's from my hometown. She and my ex-boyfriend, when I think Prince, I think the two of them. She's a big Prince head. She's a very kind, open, fun person. She's very hardworking.
We love her.
Katie B, I wish sometimes she would make more room for fun because she's a very hardworking, diligent person. And I think she deserves a little more fun.
Oh, Katie, well, B, Katie B,
go out there this week. Go out on the street and have fun.
Guys, Mother's Day is May 8th. I know, it sneaks up on you every single year. But look, you've still got enough time to order mom the best flowers of her life from Buchs.com. Buchs flowers are, in a word, absolutely gorgeous. They're grown at an eco-friendly farm on the side of a volcano. Seriously, a volcano. But that means that the blooms are larger, the colors are more vibrant, there's better soil there, and more sun at a lofty 10,000 feet. So order from Buchs.com today, because if you wait until the last second, you get second-rate flowers. And your mom knows second-rate flowers. They're the crappy ones that come from a massive online outlet, or the little limp ones snuggled next to the green onions at the grocery store. So your mom really does deserve gorgeous flowers. And if you get them from the Buchs, that's exactly what she will get. So Book's prices start at a mere $40. No upcharges, no extra fees, and even delivery is absolutely free when you register with the Books. Listeners of our wonderful show will save 20% off the bouquet of your choice. Just go to Books.com and enter promo code LADY. That's BOUQS.com, promo code LADY. Books.com, promo code LADY.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for being on our podcast. Can you let everyone know where they can find you?
Yes. I'm on Twitter and Insta at Mary Hooley, H-O-U-L-I-E. And, oh, you should check out Seriously.tv. I think we'll probably be, Hearst will be making promoted tweets and Facebook stuff, so maybe it'll be in your face anyway.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And what about Cartoon Monsoon?
Mary will be in your face.
Cartoon Monsoon. Every first Friday of the month at 9:30 at the Annoyance Theater in Brooklyn, we do this great show, and I want you to come.
It's truly the best, one of the best shows I've ever seen. It's so creative, and like there's so many different elements to it, and it's just a really wonderful time. So everyone go, and thank you, as always, for listening to
thank
our
you.
Podcast.
Yes, and thank you, Mary, for coming on.
Thank you so much,
Jilly.
Mary.
The best. Thank you, Greta.